Hi, this is Jer Lansko with the Anointed Nachos Podcast. Back again with the Armor of God series, we are jumping into the Shield of Faith, Part 1. Faith is mentioned, and it's a part of our life throughout the entire Bible. It's going to be very difficult to pack what faith is into a short podcast, but I will do my best just to give you a little glimpse of what it's about, how to have it, how to use it. As always, when we jump into a new part of the armor, I will read again Ephesians 6, verse 10 through 17. Let's get into it. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in heavenly realms. Therefore, put on the full armor of God, so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground after all you have done everything to stand. Stand firm, then, with the belt of truth buckled around your waist, with the breastplate of righteousness in place, and with your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. In addition to all this, take up the shield of faith, with which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. So the shield of faith. Faith is like a spiritual force field that protects us. If we're not walking by faith, things will affect our lives that normally would not have. We walk by faith. We activate our faith. We need to shield ourselves from all the bad things in the world and that our enemy throws against us. As it mentioned in these verses, we quench the fiery darts of the wicked one. The devil sends thoughts your way that are against the word of God. What is faith? How do you define it? In Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So faith is a substance. It's not just a belief. It's not something we think. It's a substance. It's something we act upon. We can see it. The evidence of things not seen. There's evidence of things not seen when we take action, doing something, believing in the word, in the Lord, something he said, we're believing it, we're acting upon it, and we can see it by our actions, by our beliefs. Why do we need faith? Well, there's things that we can't see. If we have it, we don't need to use faith for it. If you're holding on to something, you don't need to use your faith to receive it. You have it. It's in your hands. But use our faith to receive things, to believe for things, to call things into existence that we can't see. And we believe until we receive it and see it. James chapter 2, verse 20 says, but do you want to know, O foolish man, that faith without works is dead? You see, we use our faith to trust in God because we believe in our heart that he is. We confess with our mouth that what we believe in the word, and we act accordingly. We believe it, we speak it, and then we act it out. Our lifestyle follows what we believe. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7 says this, for God has not given us a spirit of fear and timidity, but of power in love and self-discipline. The spirit of fear is from our enemy, Satan. Fear is the opposite of faith. You see, fear is saying what the devil is saying, not what God says. You're speaking words out of your mouth, agreeing with the enemy, saying things like, it probably won't happen. Not with my luck. I just don't think I'm good enough. It didn't work the last time I tried it. You see, the devil wants to take us out, and living in fear will paralyze us. It stops us from advancing, from moving forward with plans, with school, with jobs, with relationships, with dreams. But faith quenches doubts and unbelief. You know, the word says that perfect love casts out all fear. When we have the word of God in us, and it's active and flowing, and we spend time with the Lord, we have love bubbling up on the inside of us, it casts out all fear. We use our faith to believe what the word of God says. Fear is going to go. Those fiery darts that come against us into our thoughts, they're going to be snuffed out. Faith also stops bad thoughts from what other people speak to you and against you. It's not always just the enemy. I mean, he works through other people too. However, it's just normal talk sometimes. People say snide remarks or try to put you down or say you're not going to make it or they don't believe in what you're doing. But they're not the ones that heard from God. If God's speaking to you to do something, you need to listen to God. Fear God more than we fear people. In Mark chapter 2, verse 1 through 5, it says, "When Jesus returned to Capernaum several days later, the news spread quickly that he was back home. Soon the house where he was staying was so packed with visitors that there was no more room, even outside the door. While he was preaching God's word to them, four men arrived carrying a paralyzed man on a mat. They couldn't bring him in to Jesus because of the crowd, so they dug a hole through the roof above his head. They then lowered the man on his mat, right down in front of Jesus." Now, verse 5, listen to this. "Seeing their faith, Jesus said to the paralyzed man, 'My child, your sins are forgiven.'" So Jesus looked up. He saw something tangible. He saw active faith. These men knew that if they got this friend of theirs who's sick down to Jesus, that Jesus would heal the man. It's the same thing when we read scriptures. We got to hold on to it. We got to believe it. If we can just get close to Jesus, Jesus is the answer. We do everything we can to get at the feet of Jesus, to get in his presence, to worship him, to pray, to call out to him. And this friend of theirs was healed. I love that faith can be seen. Jesus saw it. So if God says something, we just need to believe it. The dictionary says that faith is complete trust or confidence in someone or something. We need to have complete confidence in the Word, in the Holy Scriptures. Like, this is the high level that we measure everything to. If something in our life doesn't line up with the Word, we change what's in our life. We don't change the Word. The Word sets the example. It's the high bar. We believe it, we speak it, and we act upon it. How do we get faith? Well, I was just talking about reading the Word. Let's look in Romans chapter 10, verse 17. "So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God." We get faith by hearing the Word of God. So let's not just sit and think about it and see it on the pages. Let's speak it. We need to hear it. It comes into our ears. We hear it. It comes into our heart. We'll believe it. Keep getting it in, getting it in, getting it in. You need to keep pounding that into your heart, and you'll believe it, and you act upon it. I've heard someone say, "No word, no faith. No faith, no miracle." I'll say that again. No word, no faith. No faith, no miracle. It starts with the Word of God. Get the Word inside of you daily. If faith is not in us, it's not going to come out of us. You know, faith says a lot more about God than it says about ourselves, because we believe that God will do what he said he's going to do, and we believe the things that he's already done. The devil knows what God said in his word. He just doesn't want you to hear it and believe it and speak it. He wants you to be distracted and full of stress. The more focus on yourself and your problems that he can get you on, the less you'll be focusing on God and what his word says about your situation. So we need the shield that's going to block the enemy's thoughts, getting us to pull away from the word of God. One more point here. Luke chapter 5, verse 1 through 6 says, "One day as Jesus was preaching on the shore of the Sea of Galilee, great crowds pressed in on him to listen to the word of God. He noticed two empty boats at the water's edge, for the fishermen had left them and were washing their nets. Stepping into one of the boats, Jesus asked Simon, its owner, to push it out into the water. So he sat in the boat and taught the crowds from there. When he had finished speaking, he said to Simon, "Now go out where it is deeper and let down your nets to catch some fish." "Master," Simon replied, "we worked hard all night and didn't catch a thing. But if you say so, I'll let the nets down again." And this time their nets were so full of fish, they began to tear. You can continue reading on in Luke to hear more of that story. But the point is, Simon had faith. He believed that this rabbi, Jesus, had words of life. And when he spoke, like, he grabbed onto it. He latched onto it. He said, you know, regardless of what I believe, my circumstances, my experience, I'm just going to put that aside. Because at your word, you said to do this, I'm going to do it. I'm just going to go do it. And his results were amazing. It brought in more fish than he's ever had in his entire life. So what is God calling you to do? To take a new job? To reach out to a person on your heart? To give a big offering or bless somebody? To start a business? When you hear God speak, you can trust him. He will provide you with everything you need to accomplish the things he tells you about. Here's an application. Make sure that you hear from the Lord and pray about things for direction. Sometimes that means to get wise counsel from people of faith. And when you hear from the Lord, believe it. You walk in it. Faith takes an action. If God said it, you must believe it and that God will bring it to pass. But it may require us to do something on our part. Let me just pray. Thank you, Lord, for everyone listening, that they'll get an understanding that faith comes by hearing the word of God. It's not just something we think about and try to grow on our own. It's something we get by listening and diving into your word and getting the word into our heart so that the word can come up and be the high bar, to be the level of where our confidence is. Our beliefs are based on what the word of God says. It says it, we believe it, and we act upon it accordingly. Thank you, Lord God. Bless everyone here listening. In Jesus' name. Thank you, listeners. And until next time, God bless you. Anointed Nachos. Stuck in.